This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 6 April 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks in occupied Palestine. Here's a summary. 7 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas. Homes were raided and a number of Palestinian civilians were arrested. Construction of the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank has continued. More areas of Palestinian land were confiscated, and 5 homes and a number of animal farms were destroyed for this purpose. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close a number of roads since the beginning of the current intifada and have continued to impose severe restrictions on travel at the Rafah International Crossing Point. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints have arrested a number of Palestinian civilians. Introduction. Israeli occupation forces have launched more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. This week, human rights violations perpetrated by Israeli occupation forces included shooting at and causing injury to Palestinian civilians, incursions into Palestinian areas, home raids and demolitions, arbitrary arrests. In violation of international law, including international humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank and have confiscated more areas of Palestinian land for this purpose. They have continued to illegally expand existing settlements at the expense of Palestinian land. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. This week, Israeli occupation forces conducted 24 military incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank, during which a Palestinian civilian was wounded. A number of others sustained injuries from being beaten by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces also arrested 18 Palestinian civilians, including a number of Palestinian policemen. In the Gaza Strip on April 1, 2005, Israeli occupation forces opened fire at a number of Palestinian children who were playing near their houses in Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip. 2 of the children were injured. On the same day, Israeli occupation forces arrested 4 Palestinian children and attempted to infiltrate Israel. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank, especially in the Ramallah and Hebron areas. For the purpose of construction of this apartheid wall, they have demolished 5 homes in the Wadi Ralha village south of Bethlehem and issued military orders to demolish another home and an agricultural store in the Faroun village south of Tulkarm. They have also confiscated 9 dunams of land in the Al-Walaja village and the Beit Jala town northwest of Bethlehem. This week, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful, nonviolent demonstrations organized by Palestinian civilians to protest the construction of the wall. 5 Palestinian civilians and an Israeli solidarity activist were wounded. Israeli settlers living in occupied Palestine in violation of international humanitarian law have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property, especially in Hebron, which has been the scene of many such attacks on Palestinian men, women, and children. Contrary to Israeli claims, Israeli occupation forces continue to pose a tightened siege in occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings in the Gaza Strip and impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. They've also continued to close a number of roads and crossings in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the current intifada. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a strict siege on Palestinian communities near Israeli settlements, causing more suffering to Palestinian civilians. This week, Israeli occupation forces continue to impose severe restrictions on travel through the Rafah International Crossing Point near the Egyptian border. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a strict siege on Palestinian communities. They've also imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. This week, they erected a number of sudden military checkpoints. They stopped and checked Palestinian civilians and arrested 6 civilians, including 2 children. Israeli occupation forces claim that one of the children attempted to stab an Israeli soldier at the Hawara checkpoint south of Nablus. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces continue to pose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. They have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings in the Gaza Strip and impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. Furthermore, the prolonged suffering of Palestinian civilians living in areas near Israeli settlements in the Gaza Strip have continued. With regard to internal movement, Israeli occupation forces continue to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians through the Al-Matahen and Abu Khole checkpoints on Salah al-Din Street, which is the main crossing between the north and south areas of the Gaza Strip. Even though they have increased the hours of opening at the checkpoints, they often close the two checkpoints and hold in check Palestinian civilians in between these two checkpoints. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to pose a strict siege on the Al-Muwasi area in the southern Gaza Strip. Male Palestinians between the ages of 16 and 35 have been permitted from crossing the Al-Tufa checkpoint at the entrance of the area. Only 150 civilians have been allowed to exit this area on a given day, but under severe restrictions. The Israeli occupation forces allow the entry of foodstuffs into the area on Saturdays only, and allow entry of other goods on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. On other days, they allow the transportation of agricultural products out of the area. Israeli occupation forces and settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property. With regard to education, 1,430 school children study at one school in the area, which lacks electricity and water. The school also lacks teachers of a number of subjects such as mathematics, physics, and chemistry. Only one teacher from outside the area is allowed to teach at this school, and he is prevented sometimes from entering the area. As a result of such conditions, the school was forced to cancel the scientific section, so students who wish to study science have to go to Khan Yunis. Israeli troops frequently close the Al-Tufa checkpoint at the entrance to this area. Israeli occupation forces continue to close a number of roads inside the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the current intifada, such as the western Rafah Khan Yunis Road in the southern Gaza Strip, Abu al-Hajin Road between the villages of Al-Qura and Wadi al-Salka in the central Gaza Strip, and the Salah ad-Din Street at Netzarim and Kafdarum Junction in the southern Gaza Strip. Furthermore, Israeli occupation forces have continued to prohibit Palestinian civilians from using Kusafin, Morag, and Al-Mentua roads in the southern and central Gaza Strip, which have been devoted to the movement of Israeli occupation forces and settlers. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close Gaza International Airport for the fourth consecutive year. Israeli occupation forces continue to pose a strict siege on Palestinian communities located near Israeli military posts and settlements, particularly the Al-Safaya area between the Dugget and Eli Sinai settlements in the northern Gaza Strip. At least 200 Palestinian civilians live in this area, including 47 students, a physician, 5 public employees, 50 children, and 7 patients. On Thursday, 31 March 2005, the Israeli occupation forces established a new military post and a new military observation tower to the south of the Al-Sinai settlement near the gate of this area. At approximately 1600 hours on Saturday, 2 April 2005, Israeli occupation forces raided and searched 5 houses in this area. For a more detailed summary of this report, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.